Young innovators are bracing themselves for the 4th Africa Youth in Tourism Innovation Summit and Challenge 2022. It will be held in Windhoek, Namibia from the 27th to the 29th of July. It is convened by Africa Tourism Partners and hosted by Namibia Ministry of Environment, Forest and Tourism. Tourism Innovation Challenge is an integral part of the Africa Youth in Tourism. For more about this event, I spoke to Kwachi Donko of Africa Tourism Partners and asked him what it is about.
The Tourism Africa Youth in Tourism Innovation Summit and Challenge is a platform that has been created for young people, SME startups, innovators, entrepreneurs between the ages of 18 and 35. To basically share their innovation, to create market access for them to network and do business across the continent, because there isn't any specific platform that brings youth, entrepreneurs, startups and students, even as far as their careers are concerned or career opportunities and path development are concerned in Africa. So as you are aware, this started in Ghana and then in Durban, then Rwanda in 2020 and 2021. So for the next 3 years, Namibia is going to hold the event. And the whole idea is to keep on developing and connecting young people from across the continent and also trying to stimulate and drive innovation among the young people who are interested in the tourism ecosystem and any other sector that is tourism related. So from 26th to the 29th, there will be training, there will be thought leadership discussion, there will be discussion on innovation, there will be discussion about career development and guidance across the tourism landscape. There will be discussion on policy issues that will help to prop up the young people for them basically to be able to grab opportunities as far as this. And also we are looking at how policymakers can create enabling and conducive policy for these young people to play meaningful role as far as is concerned. So in short, we are looking at how to mainstream youth inclusivity and economic and financial inclusivity in the tourism industry across Africa. And it's always great to see them. In terms of the challenge, what is happening now is the young people with innovation and projects are entering into a competition. And the top five will be selected, and it will go down to the top three, which will be announced in October in Botswana at the Leadership Forum. And what we do is that we give them a small seed grant for them to be able to invest, and we also provide mentorship and educational opportunities for them to be able to grow their businesses and learn going forward.
Are you finding that an increasing number of young people are coming forward with projects?
Yes, as we speak, I know there are about 50 submissions from across the continent, at least from about 15 to 20 countries. The deadline was supposed to be yesterday, but we would like to give more opportunities. So the deadline has now been moved to the 20th of June to encourage more people. Normally, we receive about 100. We understand that with COVID, a lot of them might have given up, but we want to encourage them. So we extended the date to the 20th of June to allow a lot more young people to submit projects and initiatives.
Yeah. What's the idea behind taking this event from one country to the other? If I remember well, last year it was in Ghana, and before that it was in Rwanda, it was in South Africa.
Yeah. The reason for that is to give every country an opportunity, particularly the youth within that country, to benefit. And also, because it's a Pan-African event, it's very important that the countries have opportunity to host. So the way it's run is that the countries bid, and then the best bidder wins to host the event. So Namibia, and this time, we decided that we'll allow it to be stayed in a country for a minimum of 3 years, and Namibia bid for 3 years, and they won. So the good news is going to stay in Namibia for the next 3 years. Hopefully, they will be able to do that, and from there, it can move. So as to get a bit of traction. Another reason is we also want to ensure that the legacy that lives in the country is more sustainable rather than just once off. So that is the reason. So are trying to spread the benefits of the event, the return of this across the continent, and not just for one country. So from Ghana, this year Namibia, just to give opportunity, and hopefully after Namibia, it will go to East Africa or somewhere back to West Africa or Southern Africa.
Yeah. What kind of projects are you looking at?
Any project that is innovation, so it could be digital, it could be sustainability, it could be education, it could be business development, it could be about marketing. So long as it's a unique idea, and so long as it's going to impact on a lot of people, so long as the project is viable. And when we talk of innovation here, we are not talking of any technological innovation. Any fresh, unique idea that will contribute to tourism development, that will create jobs, that will basically help conservation, protection of the environment, climate change issues, job creation for young people, education for young people, all such projects are welcome. So it doesn't necessarily need to be technology, because innovation goes beyond technology.
Who are your partners?
Our partner is the Namibia Ministry of Responsible for Tourism. We have the Namibia Tourism Board. We have United World Tourism Organization. We have DDO South Africa. And we are still looking for more partners. So we are inviting SABC, not only Channel Africa, but our entire SABC to become one of our media partners. And we hope that you will join us on this journey.
Yeah. And perhaps lastly, what is that last thing that you want our listener to know that I didn't ask?
We would like to ask two. One of them is we need more financial support to give to the young people who will win so that they can invest a lot more in their business. So that is one. Two, we would like as many young people to travel to Namibia. We know it's costly, but we are encouraging people if they have to do bus trip, because from South Africa, Botswana, a lot of southern countries, is very easy. And then three, we say that there is a market access and market development opportunity, because there could be an exhibition. So those who have not been in the marketplace for a while and started the initiative, it would be a great platform for them to join. And there also a virtual component, so if they cannot attend physically, we don't want to exclude anyone. We will provide a virtual platform for people who cannot afford to also to be able to join, so that it's more inclusive and no one is excluded. So we encourage as many people to go to the website, www.youthtourismsummit.com, and people can go there and either enter the competition or register. They may also call 081-303-7030 if you are in South Africa. And if you are not, you do +27-81-303-7030, and they can also get more information if needed.
Okay. Kwachi, thank you for making time to talk to us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we always appreciate the opportunity, and we want to engage more with SABC to make sure that they become a mainstream media partner going forward.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Kwachi Donko of Africa Tourism Partners talking about the Africa Youth in Tourism Innovation Summit and Challenge. The event takes place in Windhoek, Namibia, from the 27th to the 29th July. And we are listening to Gateway to Africa, your tourism, travel, and business show.